Hey, Vaughn.
True.
It felt like there was a like you'd put them away a couple different times, but when it's 27-19 and Phillip Rivers is staring you guys down, was the plan to be aggressive there? Guys were talking about what was kind of the defense's mindset 27-19?
Oh, he was trying to go out there and get another turnover. We knew exactly what type of team we were playing. I've said it every single time. You know, all the games that we play against the Chargers, they're all coming down against to the wire. So we really didn't ease up until, you know, 0-0.
How good was it to have D-Ware back out there with you?
Oh, it was great. I thought that play was a sack. You know, that's right in his backyard, legendary. You know, take a couple of weeks off, and he's right back like he never missed a step.
Vaughn, kind of emotional turnaround, the pick six, and then all of a sudden you see Coach Phillips is down there being attended to. What was going through your mind at that time, and what were you feeling?
I didn't really know what was going on. You know, I was asking around trying to get some information. But, you know, when you look down at him, he seemed to be all right. You know, I looked down, you know, he just seemed to just let everybody do their job. And when he, you know, when they carted him off, he gave, you know, a little finger up. So, you know, all the information that we got back, you know, he's gonna be fine.
Maybe just to follow up on that, the sort of emotional roller coaster, you just get a pick six, you score, and then all of a sudden your leader's down on the ground, not sure his condition. I know it's football, you're kind of used to a lot of these sort of things, but is that tough to then go back out and answer the bell?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely, you know, worried. You know, it's Coach Phillips. You know, I was definitely, you know, worried about him. But, you know, right when we came in from halftime, they had a lot of information for us to say it was going to be all right.
DeMarcus Ware being back, how did that change things for you, if at all? Just how did it feel having him back there?
It was great. You know, he has a legendary presence, you know, when he's on the football field. He was all over the place today. And you, just looking at him, you wouldn't have think that he, you know, he took off, you know, so many weeks. It's so much stuff that I can say about DeMarcus. It's a true blessing, you know, having him here. You know, he leads by example. You know, you break your arm and you come back and you're still able to, you know, make plays. That speaks volumes to me. You know, Shaq, Shane, and all the other guys on our team. You know, he's a legendary player. He's a living legend for us. And I'm just truly blessed to have him on our team.
You got a sack on Rivers today. Is Rivers a guy that you definitely want to ring up when he comes to time? Do you have favorite guys that you want to get to?
Oh, this is the trick question. Huh? I feel like, Phillip, you know, Phillip Rivers, the type of quarterback that he is, he makes the AFC West the AFC West. You know, if it wasn't for Phillip, you know, and all the other quarterbacks that he got, it would just be, you know, just a regular, you know, or there aren't really regular divisions in the National Football League. But Phillip, he definitely makes the AFC West great. You know, he's a true competitor. He's a legend as well. He's been playing a very long time, still playing at a high level. He definitely makes, you know, coming to work and, you know, playing the AFC West, you know, wonderful.
I'll expand on that a little bit. DeMarcus just told us some of the things that Phillip was kind of exchanging with him verbally. Any more verbal?
Oh, no, he don't talk to me. You know, he don't talk to me. Phillip, he don't talk to me. But, he's just a true competitor. You can't let him get, you know, he's like one of those friends when you let him win, it's just going to rub it in your face. So it's just like you don't want it to happen. You know, we go out there and we lay it all down, try to, you know, be on top of all of our assignments. And he still, you know, finds windows to make plays. So. You know, hats off to Phillip. He's a great quarterback.
Vaughn, you with a sack, you know, Roby with the pick, TJ. Does it feel good everybody get a piece, you know, today?
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of defense that we play. You know, it's enough to go around from everybody. And it's great on our team. Nobody's waiting around for somebody else to make a play. You know, we're all out there trying to make plays from, you know, left corner to right corner and everybody in between. We all feel like that this next play is our chance to make a play for our team. And that type of mentality, it really drives, you know, the type of style that we play on defense.
Vaughn, do you guys ever have a number in mind? When you've kept teams to under 20 this year, you're undefeated. Do you ever have a number of how many points you want to keep them?
Zero. zero. You know, it's a National Football League. You know, they're going to score points. They're going to score touchdowns. You know, we just got to come out with the win.
Vaughn, No, CJ, no Tlaib, no B. Marsh. You know, it's a next man up type league, but you guys, you seem to really sort of grasp that concept.
Yeah, I mean, not only the players on the football field, but our staff, you know, and the front office guys. You know, it's next man up. Coach Wave went down, and Reggie Herring was right there. He gave us a speech, you know, and it made everybody feel comfortable that he was more than capable of running the defense. He's been there, you know, when Coach Phillips, you know, started that thing. So, you know, we all had confidence, and we got confidence in everybody on our football team, and it's, you know, next man up mentality.